Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Kiss up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
One of the most relatable things I've seen in a long, long time, Katie. Do you ever look at your pay stubs?
Not if it can be avoided.
I see you've learned that lesson well. Never really look.
It hurts.
Check your bank balance.
Exactly. I make sure a check's posted.
Yes. Some money went into your account.
But I don't want to see how much money is not coming to my account.
I love how ruthless this is. But I'm also very grateful that someone captured this. This is a teenager trying to figure out her first pay stub.
I don't have Medicare, so why is Medicare taken out of my work hour check?
It's called taxes, boo-boo.
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't have Medicare.
Uh-huh.
You pay taxes for the things you buy.
Right.
I buy cheese. I buy $6 plus sales tax. I don't have Medicare, so I shouldn't have the tax on Medicare because I didn't buy that.
Cute.
Like, Social Security, $7.
She's in the first stage right now. The first stage was called confusion. It's legitimate confusion. It's like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense.
$7, that's a 12. That's more than a 12th of my workness.
What?
I only get 10 an hour. Oh, no. I did the math wrong. What is a Michigan income? Why are you going to tax me for making money? You're laughing, but I don't understand.
That's what a tax is.
So what was the point? Huh? That's income tax. Income means coming to me.
That means income that goes to you gets taxed.
So what was the point of giving it to me?
What's the point of asking the real questions. This is
asking the real questions.
She is not telling any lies.
You're just going to take it out.
Because the government didn't give it to you. The company gave it to you.
And the government's like, this is mine.
Yeah.
But it's not there. $15 in taxes? $15 is a lot for a high schooler. $15 was taken from me just because?
Yep.
But we don't even have free health insurance.
Just because.
I mean, let's be real.
That's how this works.
$15 is quite, whole crates of tea were thrown into the ocean for far less than what she's talking about today. Good morning, it's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Reba McEntire is set to host the ACM Awards tomorrow night. You can watch it all for free on Amazon Prime. There's no membership required.
Mm.
It's the 60th anniversary of the ACMs, and she's celebrating her 50th anniversary in the country music industry.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
wow.
She was discovered after she performed the national anthem at the National Finals Rodeo in 1974.
That's right. I forgot she was like super. Yeah. Wow.
And in the 50 years, she's won 16 ACM awards, 15 AMA awards, 9 People's Choice, 6 CMAs, and 3 Grammys.
Yeah.
Also a TV star.
Yeah.
And one of the best hosts out there.
That's crazy when you stack it all up.
And
yeah.
I love it when you see her doing musical theater. She has a gift for that.
There are a few people that have like all the talent. They can act. They can
sing. What did we watch? It was Annie Oakley, right? It was her as Annie Oakley.
I think so.
Ah,
yeah.
What a career! Again, ACMs tomorrow night. Catch Reba and all of your favorite stars. Country music's biggest party of the year, free on Amazon Prime, starting at 7 p.m. Central. Now, let's talk some movie news. It's been 27 years since one of the worst sequels of all time, Blues Brothers 2000, hit theaters. Maybe it's been long enough that you can give the Blues Brothers another shot. At least that's what they're hoping. This was written the families of Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
Wait, Dan's still alive,
so they must mean Dan and the family of John Belushi.
Yes,
actually planning a full-on universe in the coming years.
Oh.
That'll include it all. TV shows, movies, music,
Blues Brothers,
live events.
A Blues Brothers cinematic universe.
Yes,
that's what they want. Man.
It all kicks off with a graphic novel called The Blues Brothers, The Escape of Joliet Jake. No publication date on that. Dan will have editorial oversight. and will write a foreword for the book. John, of course, died in 1982.
I still haven't gotten a Billy Madison cinematic universe or a Happy Gilmore cinematic universe.
I mean, isn't that the cinematic universe?
That's the Sandler.
I mean, they're all different.
The Sandler universe.
They're all the same.
You're right. The Sandler.
The Sandler cinematic universe.
They all exist
and
within
is
that.
Wonderful.
That scope.
Speaking of wonderful, the best state in America, Texas. Don't even have to think about it.
Well, yeah.
Unless you work for the U.S. News and World Report.
No. Okay, these are haters.
These are haters. That's exactly what they are. They're haters.
Yeah.
They do a study each year that ranks all 50 states based on everything from education and healthcare to infrastructure and the economy. You'd think we'd do better in certain areas, and yet somehow they always get us for something, and they don't denote what.
Give me an example. What do we got?
Well, Utah's number one for the third straight year. What's interesting is it landed in the top 10 in 5 of the 8 categories, first in fiscal stability, third in both economy and infrastructure, fourth in education, and seventh in crime. Yet somehow it scored 48th in natural environment. Isn't Utah beautiful?
Did they give you a reason? Well, parts of Utah are beautiful.
That's any state.
No, yeah, that's absolutely. I would classify Utah as a beautiful state. 100%.
Isn't Zion? Zion National Park is in Utah?
Or Nevada? Look, Utah is a beautiful state. Actually, no,
Zion is in Utah.
There's desert, there's mountains, there's a little bit of everything for everyone. I don't see what the
skiing is great in Utah. I've heard that.
I've never heard anyone say that Utah isn't beautiful. Like, I've never once been like, oh, Utah, it's kind of all right. Like, it's 48th. That means there are only 2 states uglier. Like, name the states.
That's weird.
Came
first in saltiness. New Hampshire is second, followed by Idaho, Minnesota, Nebraska, Florida, Vermont, South Dakota, Massachusetts, and Washington. The worst state is Louisiana. Alaska
is
second worst, followed by Mississippi, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Alabama.
No shocks
Well,
there.
The shock is that West Virginia beat out some states, but...
Right. That's a little bit surprising. Maybe they caught
them. Doesn't Alaska pay you to live there?
Alaska does pay
you to live there. They wouldn't have a lot of opportunities, but if the opportunities appeal to you.
It's still Alaska.
You can find them.
It's still,
also natural beauty.
Should have scored high.
Where
worth it.
Is the great state of Texas, you ask?
Yes.
29th.
29th?
They gave us second place for economy, so behind only Utah.
We didn't even get top 25 in states.
We never do. 48th in opportunity, which I feel is
48th
a problem.
Who won opportunity? Do we know
who,
or is that
who did win opportunity?
Because that's the who is the state that just
it's
really,
obviously going to be someone above us. So let me
where the jobs are plentiful and
Vermont.
What's the opportunity?
Vermont got number one in opportunity and number 7 in best states overall. Click on that.
Okay,
opportunity. Yeah. What do they look at? They look at economic opportunity.
So jobs.
Affordability. Inequality within a state.
It's not affordable to live in Vermont. The winters are hell. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the people
about?
That live in Vermont have 2 houses.
Exactly. You
well,
go
I guess
to
they can afford
home.
Both, so maybe that's why they scored so high.
How?
This is trash, and everyone hates on Texas unfairly. Just don't include us. Just say we're our own country. And therefore, not included in
best
this poll.
Best state not including Texas in any form or fashion. Yeah, leave us
we
the hell.
We fixed it for you.
Leave us the hell out of this conversation, y'all.
If it wasn't such a great state, why are people flocking here?
That's a good question, Katie.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Woo! Cooking it dog, yes!
On 100.3 The Bull.
Still just confused.
I'm doing a deep dive.
So what we found out, if you're just joining us this morning, was that Texas is ranked 48th in America, as far as states go, for economic opportunity.
Yeah, we're the 29th best state overall.
Which still ain't great, but I think we're both very confused about
how Vermont would do so well in this category.
Vermont, which is, again, a state
snooty,
where only
rich state.
Like 5 rich people have houses there, and then you have...
And then they have houses elsewhere!
A bunch of people to service the rich people, that's
yes,
it.
That's what that's
so
what
where's
Vermont
the
is.
Opportunity?
This was done by U.S. News and World Report, in case you're looking for someone to...
blame?
Yell at.
Right.
Vermont, if we go further into the metrics on this... The economic opportunity subcategory, takes into account a state's poverty rate, prevalence of food insecurity, and median household income.
So
the rich states, rich state. So this study doesn't like the poor.
Exactly. Like, let's just not how are you going to penalize us for having poor people?
Just people who are poorer than the people that live in Vermont.
Yeah, how are you going to penalize us for having upper middle class people?
What a horrible ranker.
Garbage. What's not garbage is a better opportunity to win the Money Minute. And we will give that to you with a Money Minute freebie next.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Freebie!
The Money Minute. The time has come to give you an answer to that quiz we do every day at 8:20-ish.
Yes.
You can sign up for it online, thebullhouston.com/contest. If you can get 10 questions in 60 seconds correct, you get $100.
Yep. I'd say that easy, but that's not. We all know it's
But if you're listening all
challenge.
Day, you only need to get 9 questions
correct. That challenge,
correct.
Gets a little easier to bear.
Oh, yes, it does. And the answer today is Kit. Kit.
Okay.
Could be many things.
Yeah.
Kit Harington from Game of Thrones.
Could be the car from that show with. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. That was also, I think, answer.
And what,
from another day's quiz.
Okay, so all right.
Did I repeat myself? Possible, or is it Kit Kittredge, the American Girl doll? Was she the Great Depression one?
Lord, Katie. There was a Great Depression American Girl.
Of course there was.
That seems kind of...
I think she was the tomboy that was like, she doesn't like baking or dresses or dance class.
Because
I'm thinking, well, that's good because, it's a depression.
Yeah, it's the depression.
Can't find any of those things, kid.
Hey, she doesn't like fun and enjoyment in life. Well, do we have the time for you? Sign up to be our next contestant. TheBullHouston.com/contest. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
We have tickets to the Pasadena Strawberry Festival.
Mm.
And one of the claims to fame for the Pasadena Strawberry Festival is the world's largest strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, and I...
Because you can't just say you have the world's largest strawberry shortcake and not expect me to get to Googling.
I feel like it was contentious.
It was. It is. So Lebanon, Oregon tried to say that they have the world's largest strawberry shortcake. They don't. I'm pretty sure every year it's under 6,000 pounds, which is still massive. Last year as part of their strawberry fest.
6,000 pounds.
Can't even commit.
Cake. Okay. But
can't even commit.
They didn't do one.
They didn't do one. So they're out. Lebanon, goodbye.
All right.
So that leaves Pasadena, Texas.
Right.
And the Philippines.
It has the Philippines in on this?
So the Philippines actually hold the Guinness World Record for the world's largest strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
Now, the problem is it was designated as the world's largest fruit shortcake.
Oh, that's an asterisk. Get him out of there. Get him out of there.
But it still weighed 21,213 pounds.
Don't wait.
They did it in 2004. I don't think they'd do it again.
Okay.
But I don't know that.
That's insane.
The Pasadena strawberry shortcake.
Right.
Is frequently at or over 10,000 pounds.
I mean, so you could get to 20, but even if you go 10...
You just have to double the cake.
No, keep the cake as is and solve
more
it.
More glaze.
Solve it.
More glaze.
Or solve
more
it in
cream.
Politics. Yeah, just lobby the... Do whatever. If you want to go and see this thing in person...
You do.
And I assume eat some of it because... How would you not?
I want to say the slices, the money goes towards college scholarships.
I mean,
like high school students.
Yeah, it's a great cause. And you know they're not going to be stingy with the portions because they got
to get rid of it.
It's got to go. It's dairy and fruit.
Oh, go the last day.
713-881-5500. We're going to actually experiment today. Do we all remember 3 Second Song? We've played it a few times on the show.
You have to identify a country song. From the first 3 seconds.
The first 3 seconds of that song. We play it for you. You tell us the name of the song.
It sounds like a massive challenge.
You might surprise yourself.
Exactly. Give yourself some credit. If you're a fan, you got this.
Now, we are going to make it, what I believe, we're going to make this game even easier. We're going to have two of you square off against each other. This is the old, you know, if you're running against a bear, you don't have to be the fastest guy. You just have to be faster than your friend who is also, you know what I mean? Like, so one of you is going to win. One of you is going to win. It just, depends on who can do the best at 3 second song. So call us 713-881-5500. We'll get you guys on the phone, let you do battle next on Frito and Katie.
Are we the bear?
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
So Texas Proud, we're giving away tickets to the Pasadena Strawberry Festival.
Yes, we are.
Very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Scotty McCreery is playing, Clay Walker is playing, and we'd love to send one of you right now.
Yes, we would. We're going to battle it out with competitive 3 second song. Two contestants, one prize. Let's meet them. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Caden.
Caden, you are contestant number one. Let's lock in. And Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Oh, hello. This is Teresa.
Teresa and Caden are our contestants this morning. So,
which is perfect because you both sound very different.
Yes, that'll make it easier on us. Okay.
Yes.
So the way we're going to do this is we're going to play a clip of a country song, very famous country song. It's going to be 3 seconds long. It's the first 3 seconds of that song. Your job is, based on that clip, you're trying to guess the name of the song.
Now, we will take the name of the song or the artist?
I think we could take the artist just for the sake of, yeah, again, I like easy.
Yep.
I like easy.
Yep.
So title or artist will get you a point. All you need to do is buzz in with your name. So when you know it and you're ready to make a guess, yell your name out. You will get the guess. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Song number one this morning.
Caden.
Caden is guessing first. What do you got, my man?
Fancy Like Walker Hayes.
Both. Okay. All right, Caden. Song number two. Okay. Think about it.
Play it again.
Is it Luke Combs Hurricane?
It is not Luke Combs Hurricane. Caden, you get the opportunity to guess.
Is it I Hope You Dance?
That is correct. I guess that's it. That's it. Caden goes 2 for 3. Let's see if Teresa can get a point on the board.
Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying.
Yes!
You know, I like it.
In a different order.
I like, yes, two, that's very competitive. Very competitive.
So great job, Teresa.
A hell of a game. Teresa, thank you so much for playing with us this morning.
A skill that maybe he didn't know he possessed.
Yeah, for real. We'll talk to you next time. Caden, I think we found someone that is born to play 3 second song.
Yes, I do challenge myself on this all the time.
Really?
So, yes,
with multiple genres, too.
Okay, so you can do country. What else can you do?
Yeah.
Rock, hip-hop, classic rock. I mean, really, a lot.
You can do it all.
You can do... Now, I'll ask you this as a follow-up question. Does it take you 3 seconds, or can you? Or are you one of those people that can get it in one second?
Like the first note?
Yeah, like the first note, you know the song.
Some I can, some I can't. It really just depends.
Are you musical, Caden?
Yeah.
Like, do you play instruments or sing or anything?
I used to, but not anymore. I used to play drums.
Wow.
Caden, we are going to save your number, my friend.
I know. I was like, I want to test this.
I feel like Caden might be coming up to play. Okay. How do you feel about making a drive to Greenway right, one of these days?
Live in studio.
In the meantime, let's send
That'd
you to
cool.
the... It would be cool. We're going to set something up. Let's send you to the Pasadena Strawberry Festival. Hang on the line. I'm feeling very triggered, and I think we're going to take a social media cleanse the next couple of days because, like, I'm feeling very much left out by everyone that's up in Dallas for the ACMs tomorrow night. And honestly, it's just between that and the Nickelback cameo yesterday at the Jelly Roll thing.
What?
Did y'all see this?
What?
I believe the video I saw was Jelly Roll singing a Nickelback song. And then he points to the side of the stage and here comes Chad. It's How You Remind Me.
What?
And they belt out. So I believe that. Oh, now we're both triggered. This is great.
But I'm always on a social media cleanse.
Posty, Jelly, Nickelback.
Oh, no.
Can anyone confirm?
All at the Alamo Dome.
Did y'all confirm? Some of y'all were there.
Oh my gosh, please.
If that happened last
night. Actually, no, lie to me. Tell me that it didn't happen.
Well, look.
I don't want to have missed out on it.
I think the best way to do this is, again, avoid everything and then, you know, just watch the ACM.
Are they
going to
pop up
Thursday
at Billy Bob's?
They could pop up.
Because he has his show.
Jelly's Jelly Rolling Friends. They could be.
Friends.
I assume they're friends.
So much happening in Frisco. And you can watch country music's biggest party of the year for free on Amazon Prime on Thursday night, starting at 7 p.m. Central. The ACMs, do not miss them.
And do not miss William as he makes an attempt to solve his issues with Houston. I have a problem.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
All right, William, what's going on with you and Renee?
Well, I'll tell you this much. It really sucks knowing that you messed up without having any idea as to what you actually did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's probably how most people feel when they're in your position.
Definitely.
I want to say y'all have been dating a while.
I mean, it hasn't been that long. We got together in February, I think it was, something like that. It's a few months in total, but, like, we weren't spending every day together or anything.
Right.
But, you know, still, I mean, it's not a good feeling.
Okay. All right. So, well, what are our options here? I mean, a few ideas, you know, had to have gone through your mind by now.
Yeah. I've actually thought about it a lot. And I mean, more than I'm willing to admit, honestly, potentially there are so many things, like, and any one of them could be an option at this point. I can't rule anything out. You know, who knows what all she's found out.
What she found out,
William, about what?
Dude, what have you been doing? Please don't make us regret calling you.
Especially this early.
No, guys. I'm not sure what you're thinking, but, I was house sitting for Renee a few weeks ago, and honestly, I'm afraid that I actually might have. I think it's like it's possible that I ruined her house, something in her house, or something.
You think you ruined something?
How do you, like,
dude? Did you mess up her house or not? Like,
I mean, I don't think I did. I think I did a great job. Well, like, I kept all of her plants alive.
Okay.
You know?
That's something. Okay. Can I ask why you were house sitting in the first place? I mean, honestly, like, she barely knows you.
Well, so something popped up. You know, I didn't really ask too many questions, but
fair.
All I know is that she had to go back to Canada or whatever to, like, visit family. And it was pretty last minute, this trip. So she asked me if I'd go over there and, like, take care of things, watch her cat mostly. And this cat, man, I mean, he's a little older. You know, I guess, and he just gets lonely.
Oh.
I don't know a lot about cats, and I wouldn't have, like, believed her unless I saw it, but it's like a whole thing. But the problem is, I have a dog, and he's hyper. Like, he's just, you know, he's at a year now, so I bet you can imagine that dynamic. So I was a little concerned, you know.
About?
Just the two of them together. Right. Like, my dog is like a freaking tornado, okay. You know? Like, he's just at that age. You know, he's young. And, you know, he has way too much energy for his own good. It's like, but, and this cat, he's like grumpy as hell, but like, God help you if you walk away from him.
You know,
it's like, they're just both needy as hell. So I asked Renee if she thought it was going to be like a problem to keep them together. And she said, you know, she didn't mind. So I added to make sure they didn't eat each other.
Okay. So they didn't get along very well is what you're saying.
Well, actually, no. I mean, they freaking loved each other. I didn't know dogs like to eat out of cat boxes, but.
Oh, jeez, man.
Does that mean?
Yes.
And well, after I discovered that, I feel like the thing started to go real smooth. So, like, yeah, I did the house sitting thing, like, watched everyone, and, like, so she gets back in town that weekend, but I just, you know, I had to be at a wedding for a friend in Corpus. She knew, by the way. I didn't just, like, up and leave.
Oh,
but
that's good.
But I did leave without getting a chance to see her.
Okay.
So when we both got back into town, she's like, she's giving me the cold shoulder all of a sudden, and all I can think is, like, damn it. You know, like, what did he eat?
Okay, all right. So you think your dog, like, trashed something
in the
house?
That makes more sense.
Right, but you didn't catch him ripping into a couch or eating shoes at any point or anything?
Frida's very familiar with those things.
Very.
No, I mean, No, I even looked around to make sure and I didn't see anything. I'm telling you, but now, I don't know, you know, when your back is turned or you take a nap, you just
blink.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, you think you might have missed something, mm-hmm. but you can't be 100% sure. I don't know what's going on.
Look, let's get her on the phone and we'll take it from there. We'll talk to Renee coming up next with Frito and Kate.
Houston, I have a problem.
Poor William.
Oh,
poor misguided William.
Yeah, that's all right.
So he was house sitting for Renee.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for a few months.
I think that's a good sign, though.
Yeah, because she obviously trusts him enough to watch the house,
watch the cat,
the plants, all of that.
Yeah.
So he brings his dog over. Now he's worried. Maybe the dog destroyed something. Maybe he didn't catch something. He didn't notice something, and she walks into a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to get the info, see if he can't figure this out. And I think we've got Renee on the line. Hello, is this Renee?
Hi.
All right, Renee. We're trying to smooth things over. We understand there could have been a little stress recently between you and William.
William thinks that this is going to make up for it, like an apology for the thing. Is that what this is?
By thing, do you mean his dog? Is that like what we're calling?
Code name?
that's good. No, but okay.
I'm sorry. Just tell me, what did he destroy? Okay, what's the damage? I can pay or replace or rebuild or renew or...
William?
Yeah,
William. Oh, this just gets better and better, huh?
Now, obviously, he was under...
On the phone.
Yes.
Right.
He thinks his dog pulled a fast one on, which happens. Like, what is the damage? Like, how bad was this?
I do not see how he's going to pin this on the dog unless Moose knows how to turn on a shower.
That would be a neat trick.
Does he?
I mean, it's better if he knew how to clean up after himself, too. I mean, I get home, I walk into my bathroom after this emotional trip, and all I want is a hot shower. But it is just full of dirt and dog hair, and what I can only guess is William's hair, and it was really? Not mine, and I cannot figure out what happened in there. I mean, something went on in that shower, in that bathroom. Yes. Like,
you have to, he didn't destroy anything.
My shower isn't in great shape, but technically nothing is destroyed. I mean, I guess you, like, skunked up my shower by bathing your dog? Is that what happened? You used my shower for the dog's bath?
Well, I feel like I should point out that he didn't get sprayed by a skunk or anything.
Well, that's a plus.
That is not what I meant. I mean, you know what I meant. It doesn't matter. You do not bathe your dog in a shower that doesn't belong to you, especially if you are not going to even wipe it down afterwards. What are you, gross?
Yeah, how did you not notice?
Yeah, like,
in my defense, he had been out in the yard all week, and he either killed something or found something dead or other because he was smelling pretty ripe by the end. So when I went to take my shower, I figured I'd just give him a bath, too. I'm sorry I didn't check the drain or anything.
Wait a second. You were showering too with him?
Yeah, I was. I figured it was the most efficient way to get the job done. I mean, you know, you have glass doors.
No. Go get a hose. Take him outside. I don't know. You were just naked with your dog in my shower?
Were you?
I don't know why you're trying to make this weird, but yes. And jumping in the bathtub with him.
Well, thank God for that, I guess.
Yeah, because I tried that once and he scratched my leg.
Oh my God, that is so gross. That's like something else. That is next level gross.
I feel as maybe I've taken a turn.
He's getting away from us.
I get that you're upset about the shower, Renee, but he was doing you a favor, right? Like, and you did ask someone you barely know to watch your house, and honestly, come back and still standing, dude. That's pretty good.
That's a very low bar.
Honestly, you should know better.
What should I know better? Because I'm confused.
Well,
no one showers with their dog, you weirdo. Nobody. That is so gross. Human bathtubs and showers are not for, they're not for dogs. And you think you're confused? I mean, what about me? I met a guy that thinks this is just what people do. And not only that, but he doesn't even have the decency to clean up after the pair of you. I mean, no thanks. No, I'm sorry. Done.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, team. Thank you so much.
I can see how it sounds weird. The bathing, like in a bathtub with a dog.
Like what? You draw
a
bath.
That's
and the dog sits on one side.
I don't know about that.
And you sit on the other side. stare at each other.
Bubbles surround you, maybe some candle.
Milk bones.
That I don't like.
I mean,
that sounds gross, but a
not,
shower?
Are you not? That's where I'm...
I think people do this. And I can see what he's saying with the glass doors. I mean...
It's a barrier.
If you've got an escape artist.
It's a barrier to...
Now we can't get out.
I'm thinking about this now, and I'm curious.
I mean, I wouldn't do it because I got enough problems with snaking my own hair from the drain, so I don't want to add to that. But I'll bet this is common.
Yeah. Anyone shower with their dogs?
I see the wheels turning. You're like,
are we all repulsed? But either way, call us 713-881-5500. We will see what you have next.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Cooking a dog, yes!
On 100.3 The Bull.
So Renee did not like that William showered with his dog.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in her shower.
In her shower, again.
In general.
It's not to be done. You know, it's not to be done.
Or is it? Or does this happen all the time?
Well,
is this how you live?
Let's see what you guys think. Morning, Bailey. Let's talk dog showers.
So as somebody who... as a former groomer, and I have a dog and a cat.
Huh.
Both of them do get bathed in my bathtub. Now, don't bathe with them.
That is an extra wrinkle
there.
Yeah,
she did say bathtubs aren't for dogs. Well, they are, but I don't want to be in there at the time.
I don't want to be showering. it seems dangerous. I don't even get started on a cat. I don't even want to know how that works.
And since you're a groomer, you could speak to this because I was kind of curious.
Yeah.
Would human products maybe cause bad reactions in animals?
That's a good question.
Or no.
They can.
Yeah. Okay.
They definitely can. There is specially formulated shampoos, conditioners, and stuff for it. And it's different for dogs and cats. Because they have different skin types, they have different pH balances and stuff. Human products are definitely not okay to use on pets.
I was just thinking if you're, you know, washing out your conditioner and your dog's right there, well, now it's getting on the dog.
It's all raining down.
And what about
puppy?
In his poor little eyes?
It just occurred to me.
Yeah, like it's not okay. Like the only thing that's okay to really kind of use would be like Dawn dish soap.
Yeah. That's what I'm again.
If William was using that on his person, that would be the real issue.
Let me ask you.
But I mean, like, I've bathed other people's dogs, and they only have like stand-in showers. So I mean, like, I've gotten in like gym shorts and t-shirts, and I've like stood with the dog.
Oh yeah.
No.
You do what you got to do. But
I mean, I've never like showered myself while showering a pet.
I just don't want to see their eyes. You know, it's like I don't know. It feels disrespectful. In some manner.
There's nothing wrong with bathing an animal in a human bathtub.
Well, it occurs to me that this was, again, not his house, female's house. Do you think he used her shampoo and conditioner? Because, again, that's like, there's a difference between what a guy has in his house.
Yeah.
Like nothing
He would have to. He didn't bring, you know, he didn't bring his own shampoo.
Unless he used dish soap. I don't know.
I hope he does.
That might be the bigger.
That's my, okay. My new visual. I hope he was using that.
Thank you so much. Aaron, combo showers with the dog. Creepy?
That is absurd. Like, I don't bathe with my dogs, but I have two smaller dogs. And I shower, give them a shower. My fiance comes, gets them, dries them off, and they go on their merry way. And then, of course, we clean the shower, but I don't understand her not giving him a second chance.
Well, I can see how she thinks. I believe she thinks maybe it's too gross, it's tainted. And I don't know what kind of a disaster zone he left in there. I have no clue. I mean, maybe.
If it was like a St. Bernard covered in mud, I could totally get it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make him gross or a disgusting person because he showers with his dog. I feel like a lot of people probably do that.
That's the question,
I think they do, too, especially, like, depending on a person's profession. You know, I think if people work outside.
Right.
Or like they work on a farm
right.
or of land, I'll bet they're more likely to do it because the dog's with them all the time and getting just as dirty
and
things.
Hose them all.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
that's two birds.
And there are kids. I'm like, I'm not going to take my grandchild out and wash him with the hose. Why would I do that to my fur baby? You know, that's mean. Give him a warm bath.
What do you mean you wouldn't spray your grandkids with a hose? What kind of world?
I mean, we live on a farm, but I'm a nurse practitioner. But I mean, I still. Shower with my dogs. It's just not gross to me. I think it's normal. A lot of people do it, but I guess we just don't talk about it.
Right.
I said it out loud. I was like,
I shower with my dogs.
I think that's it. It's just not discussed, and maybe this will clear the air for some people. Yeah. Hey, we appreciate it. 713-881-5500 is our phone number if you want to hit us up.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
I love you guys so much. I love you.
On 100.3 The Bull.
713-881-5500. We're trying to clear the air on whether or not people shower with their dog.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Just trying to establish it.
Is it gross to you? Like, just hearing the idea, what's your initial reaction?
Bryn, good morning. The floor is yours.
There's two parts to this. Obviously, the cleanliness, and the other one is the bathing with the dog.
Right.
There's two parts. So I have bathed with my dog, too. But not. It doesn't sound as weird as it may seem, because my dog used to just fight me. I used to try to bathe her outside of the tub, you know. She would fight me. And I was just like, look, I'm getting more water on me anyway.
Right.
And it's easier if I have her in there with me. And it's not weird because I'm not doing anything, right? I'm just bathing her. It's not a big deal. And then when she was done, my ex-husband would meet me or would be right outside of the bathtub. I would just let her out and then I would bathe myself. So
I gotcha. I gotcha.
It kind of helps, right? And again, yeah, you could pay a groomer to do it, right? I worked at a vet. Yeah, we have groomers. You can get a groomer to do it. But if that's not feasible or you can't get them there, you know, to me, that's not a horrible option. And at the house I was living at the time, I didn't have a water hose option outside.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because she would get mud all over herself, and it really wasn't a feasible option.
So when you say bath, do you mean like a bathtub that you just put water into, or are we talking like a hybrid bath shower combo? So you're taking a shower,
right,
but you're in the bathtub.
Right.
Yeah, I'm taking a shower.
Okay.
I mean, when she was a puppy, I might have taken a bath with her, but again, it's not weird, right? But
no, not weird if you're in the bath, like, because I don't think anyone's doing anything like that.
More just
they are so dirty. I wouldn't want to share a bath.
All that filth is just migrating.
I don't even want my own filth in a bathtub. I definitely don't want my dogs.
Yeah, it's just, again, I get the ickiness part because, again, they do get dirty.
Yeah, but if you're in a shower bath situation, that's totally different. Okay, I'm with you.
I would shower and I would just take her off, and then I would wait for myself to get clean because it would be kind of silly of me to get clean and then she gets
exactly,
me dirty, you know?
Exactly.
So again, yes, so, all the sins in the world.
That part of it I get. But what she also needs to understand on the other part of it, the second part of it of cleanliness, statistically, it's proven that men are typically not as thorough with their cleaning as women are.
That is absolutely true. He probably didn't even know it was messy. To him, it was just like, oh, no big deal. I mean, I don't know how he lives, but I could see that being the case.
Right, and she barely knew him, right? So she's entrusting him in her house to not steal anything, to not destroy anything, and she's very fortunate that he didn't do any of that, right?
That's
so instead of nitpicking him apart, and be like, hey, let me teach you how I like to have it clean so the next time, I like coming home to a clean house when I go on vacation.
Absolutely.
I thoroughly clean my house. I go on vacation and I come back in a clean house.
And I want to be clear about this. All the plants were alive.
Well,
you kept the plants alive.
You set the bar at the house still standing.
That's true. I think this guy's an all-star.
No.
To be real.
It's not too much to ask. So she needs to keep that in mind, because if she's going to nitpick men apart, she's going to have a hard time finding a partner, right? Because she's not going to find somebody that's clean as she is.
Maybe
probably.
She should date women.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all have a great day.
You too. Brittany, all right, you are the next one in to take a swing at showering with your animals.
I'm just going to start off. I went to school to be a vet tech.
Okay.
So let's put that out there.
Professional.
All four of my animals get bathed in the bathtub. Now, you have to have, you know, Green Goblin on hand to help get the hair out of the drain.
That's what I was going to ask you, is how much, you know, muscle does
thought
it take
to
get this back to a usable shower?
It also bathes all four of my kids. So, you know, kids, animals, they're all dirty.
All eight at the same time.
That is weird. I don't bathe with my animals. I'm on the outside of the tub. That was a little bit weird, but it is not weird to bathe them in it.
So the shower, using it as a big dog bathtub, fine. but never yes. the two shall meet in terms of dog shower.
Well, does
time
it change for you
shower.
If it is a shower shower?
Yeah.
Like an actual shower.
Like a
not
like
a bathtub.
Shut the door.
A standing shower.
Yeah.
I've never done that personally. I haven't been forced in that situation, but if that's what you got, that's what you got.
Yep.
You wave them outside,
needs
they're
must.
Just going to get dirty again.
Exactly.
Needs must.
Exactly.
Brittany.
It's all fine so long as you squeegee the shower when you're
that
done.
That stops. We're not bringing that. We're not. Oh, you're also on team squeegee. Good to know. Brittany, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Ooh, it's a big week for Blake Shelton. His new record comes out on Friday.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, for recreational use only.
All
I think
right.
we have a listening party on Sunday or something where he tells stories from behind the scenes.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can get more info on our website, but Luke Bryan still needed to get in a sweet jab. Here's what he posted on Instagram.
Hey, y'all, so we're at rehearsal for Country Song Came On Tour. We got this big building just to kind of show everybody what Blake Shelton's ticket sales look like. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Why are you like this?
Why are you like this? I mean, they are friends.
They are. They're very close.
It's just funny because didn't Blake just hit number one with Texas?
Yeah. Another number one.
Okay, Luke.
Where's your new number one?
I just love when they rib each other like that because that's something that a lot of country stars do to one another.
Yes.
And we'll see a ton of that Thursday night come the ACMs. Remember, it is country music's biggest party of the year, and you can watch it free on Amazon Prime on Thursday. So no membership is required. Just tune in 7 p.m. Central. Reba's hosting, and it's going to be a blast. Now, speaking of blast, Mission Impossible, Regal Cinemas made a popcorn bucket.
Mm.
I know you've seen some of these as they come out.
I have.
They're
some
weird.
Of them
are
cool.
Overly sexual and strange.
Some of them
strange
are legit cool, but yeah, they're usually just very odd. Like, I've never been compelled to buy one of these things based on the design or just looks cool or whatever. They're just kind of...
This one seems annoying.
Okay.
It's a nod to the last movie, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, where Tom's got to get the special key to control the artificial intelligence thing.
Sure.
So your popcorn bucket has to be opened with two keys.
That is not interesting.
I'm just mad they didn't call it Mission Impoppable. Because that seems like an opportunity missed.
Yes.
Speaking of missed, Skype.
Oh,
Skype is gone
forever.
Man. A true pioneer in video chatting.
Yeah.
After 22 years, it is no more.
It's crazy because Skype, it really did. It used to be the way you would video chat with people.
Skype, yeah, it was so cool because at the time I was dating someone in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could speak to him when he was deployed.
Yeah.
Via Skype.
For a lot of people. And then all of a sudden it was like, I guess FaceTime happened. And, you know, it was like, oh, well, I don't need an extra service. I'll just use this. Mm-hmm. And then Zoom happened. And it was just kind of like,
you just
in the trash you go.
Forgot about Skype.
Sad.
I mean, we knew it was coming. It wasn't really a shock.
No.
Microsoft
no one's
announced it like over a month ago.
Yeah.
If you go to Skype.com. It savagely reads, start using Teams.
Don't take that advice.
I hate Teams.
Don't.
More than anything.
I'm not a big fan of any video meeting software. Just not a fan of it. And there are several. To me, and again, maybe it varies by user. I don't know one person that likes Teams. I know a few people that are like, okay, Zoom, no big deal. I feel comfortable. Teams.
I'd rather do a Google Meet.
I get borderline angry whenever I get a Teams invite.
Exactly. So, I'd rather do Skype on my phone. It wasn't even designed for mobile. So RIP Skype. Thank you for helping us connect when you weren't freezing mid-sentence. And we'll end with this story. People wondering if given the chance, would you hitchhike?
Is that
thankfully,
a real question?
73% of Americans said, hell no.
Is that a
no.
real question? Would you?
It is illegal to hitchhike in the state of Texas.
It absolutely is. And even if it wasn't, it's a horrible idea.
Terrifying.
It's a horrible idea for everyone involved. For you, for the person picking you up.
You're going to get murdered.
There's
a person that picks you up is going to be texting and driving.
There's no universe where I would say hitchhiking should be done. Yeah, that is. Who said yes?
11% of people. Said they have hitchhiked and would do it again.
I mean, I'm sure there are circumstances where maybe
older
right
people.
Yeah, because
65 and older, 37% said they did it.
Yeah, back in the day, back in olden times.
But also the majority of them said they would never do it again.
Yeah, back in olden times, the world was different. Yeah, that's completely.
Okay, so if you wouldn't hitchhike. Well, I don't know that the world was different. You just didn't hear about it.
Yeah, maybe so. Oh, wow.
And you'll never hear about it. Would you pick up a hitchhiker? Was the other question.
Absolutely not. These aren't real questions. Absolutely not.
52% have not and wouldn't.
52%. What did the other people say?
14% have done it and would again.
Oh.
17 have done it and would not again. 11% have not done it but would consider it.
Oh. Just say no. Okay. Just there's no. I get.
What if he's got beer?
No. There is no circumstance.
I don't know. If you've got a case of Ziegenbach, we'll talk, buddy. How far do you need to go?
Katie's price real cheap. Real. Katie is a friendly human, so maybe that makes her a little more likely to help. No chance in hell I'm stopping.
Fellow man.
None.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Fredo and Katie's Money Minute.
Natasha joins us for Money Minute today. To my knowledge, Natasha might be the first person playing this game with a live studio audience. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Hopefully.
Maybe. I have a live studio audience, and they can say hi if y'all want them to.
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
Say hi.
Okay, hold on. Everyone say hi.
Hi.
Natasha.
Okay, they're not this quiet.
I was going to say, that sounds like a very well-behaved group.
Seriously, like, you've got the best kids quiet. Ever. Okay, all right. You know
I
what?
I do have the best kids.
Roll with an iron thumb, Natasha.
Natasha also told us that if she wins, she is using this money to buy the kids something nice before the end of the year because she's a teacher.
Don't put it on the radio. Now she has to be held to that.
Right. Okay. That was probably a mistake. Okay, 10 questions, 60 seconds. You got to get them all right. You can pass on any of them. We'll come around to your passes if we have time, but you can't change an answer once you give it. Make sense?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Is Katie ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Is the class ready?
Is the, yeah, is the question. Okay. Let's do it.
What was the name of the Native American woman who helped Lewis and Clark?
Pocahontas.
What did the god of Mount Olympus eat? The food of the gods. What was it?
Oh, pass.
Which is bigger, 3/4 or 2/3?
2/3.
If a British person says they are feeling peckish, what do they mean?
Funny.
In Jamaica, the word jerk is used to describe what?
Chicken.
What country superstar goes by the nickname Chief?
Pass.
56 plus 14 equals what? 56 plus 14.
56. 66. 7. So 56, 82.
What is the name of the popular wizarding newspaper based in London, England, and Harry Potter?
Hogwarts.
A baby fox is called a what?
Kit.
In the rhyme, how old was the peas porridge in the pot?
10 days old.
Okay. All right. Natasha.
Man, those are some questions.
You were working
You're working, so that makes it so much harder.
With those eyes. The eyes are on you the entire time.
Yes, they really are.
You really took it to the next level with this one. How did we do?
Okay, so let's go over those answers. Okay, so it was Sacagawea.
Yeah.
No.
Not Pocahontas.
Okay.
The gods, this was a pass of Mount Olympus, Ambrosia.
Oh, is it?
It was ambrosia and nectar.
Right, okay.
Which is bigger, 3/4 or 2/3?
Is it 3/4?
It's 3/4.
3/4. Okay.
3/4. All right. If British people say they're feeling peckish.
That's how they say hungry.
They're hungry. Yeah, they're feeling hungry.
Yeah, it's just weird.
I'm a little bit peckish.
Which is, because if your food's
like
that.
Chickens.
If your food's that bad.
Exactly.
You can't really get excited
about
it.
Well, it is. Can confirm.
Yeah.
I'll give you Jamaica. Yeah, meat, spices. Okay. You know, that's what jerk means.
Okay.
What country superstar goes by Chief?
Eric Church.
56 plus 14.
Don't ask me math.
I know that.
Don't ask me math.
And I teach math.
Is it 70?
70. Okay. Yeah. I think you just didn't hear the numbers.
Yeah.
When I hear numbers, I just panic.
There's a lot happening
with
there.
You on that. The name of the Wizarding newspaper in Harry Potter based in London.
Also no clue.
The Daily Prophet.
I'm not.
The Daily Prophet.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then
nothing
in the rhyme.
Harry Potter.
How old was the peas porridge in the pot? You said 10, which was very close.
Nine days old.
Natasha, we are so proud of
you. That was the trial run.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Now you got to go back and do it again.
Yeah. We want to see you back on the show. Sign up again.
TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Tell the kids you got them all right.
Thank you. I know.
Like perfect score.
Like,
she nailed it. Yeah. 100%.
She nailed it. All right. Thank you all so much.
Thanks. Bye. You too.
Gross day outside. Yep. I don't know why. I mean, I know it's not cold, but I'm kind of feeling chilly, but I am hesitant to make chili tonight.
I thought you meant chili as in...
No. Chili as in yum. Yum.
Chili as in beans. Fight me.
Okay, so for the purposes of this conversation, I need to know something from you and also all of you. What's the weirdest meat that you've eaten? I know, it sounds very random. What's the weirdest, the strangest meat that you have eaten? What is it?
I think if you didn't live in the South, alligator would be weird.
Alligators.
Oh, I love it.
And the weird, and delicious.
I love it.
Delicious, right?
Kangaroo. Kangaroo in Australia.
Was kangaroo good?
No.
Okay,
all right. Not particularly.
But let's take it back to alligator, because if you had never tried alligator because you were, ooh, weird meat, you'd never know how delicious it was.
Fair.
In my fridge, I have a whole lot of bear meat.
Like bear.
Like the thing y'all were choosing instead of men for a while, bear.
From where?
How'd that work out for him? My brother-in-law is a hunter and a guide in Colorado, and he plunked a bear. So I was discussing this with my sister, and she's like, hey, yeah, it's actually pretty good. We should send you some meat. And I was kind of like, yeah, oh, no, that'd be great. I would love that. And then all of a sudden...
How much meat is that?
It's so much meat.
On the Oregon Trail, I know you never have enough room to carry all the meat.
A bear is so much meat. And all I know is I've got the following. I've got bear backstrap. I've got bear beef jerky sticks. I've got ground bear. I've got breakfast sausage bear.
You have ground bear.
I've got chorizo bear. I've got so much bear.
Have you had any of this? Have you tried it?
I have not touched it.
Not even the bear jerky?
I ran it. My mom flew back from Denver with this stuff and laid it on me 2 days ago.
You've had it for 2 days?
I have been sitting wondering what I'm supposed to do with it because it's a bear. Do I eat the bear?
Like, of course you eat the bear.
Would you guys eat
the... Of course you eat the bear. Who wouldn't eat the bear?
I
cannot believe you've exercised such restraint. I need to know what this tastes like.
Do you want to eat bear? I'll bring you
bring
a bear
stick. Bring me the ground
stick.
Bear. Okay. I'll feed it to my children.
713-881-5500. Turn them into warriors. That's what it'll do.
I mean, I'll cook it first. Whatever.
Number one, have you ever eaten any strange meat? Number two, very simple. Would you eat the bear?
What are those oysters that people have had?
Oh God, Katie, mountain oysters.
Yeah, those are gonna get called in.
That's fine.
People love that stuff.
If you call in your experiences, maybe it'll psych me up a little bit. I'm not.
Maybe someone's had bear and they can tell you how good it is.
Perhaps 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We will talk to you next.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. Or should I say The Bear?
That is the question. I've got so much bear meat, it's silly. I'm just not sold on whether or not it's...
But surely someone else has eaten something weirder or grosser.
Ashley, all right, we're talking bear meat and other strange offerings. What do you have?
So I just went to a celebration of life and I tried buffalo for the first time.
Buffalo's dang good. I didn't even think about that. What did you think?
It was all right.
Okay, so a positive experience.
Was there a reason it was there? Like, was
and
it a
would
favorite
I eat the
food?
Bear? Absolutely, I eat the bear.
Ashley's in on the bear. All right. Do I need to? Is that what I need to do? Do I need to have a bear block party where we just like?
Grill up some, depends on
bit of everything.
How big your freezer is.
I mean, I'll bring some cold beers.
Love it,
Ashley.
Love it.
You're selling me.
Hot beer, hot bear,
cold beer, cold beer. Hey, either way. Currently, the bear is very
one sounds
cold.
Better than the other.
You had it right the first time, Ashley. Thank you. Judy, all right. Should I eat the bear?
No.
Okay.
What should I do with all that bear meat?
Yeah, what am I
Judy?
Supposed to do with the meat, Judy? What am I supposed
now
to do
being
now?
Wasteful.
I would make really good friends with your neighbors and be saying how happy you are to share this with them.
What happens when they ask what it is?
Well, just. Tell them it's a gift and don't ask questions.
Oh, Judy, that's how your neighbors would be so nice to you. Because they would be like, what the hell is that?
Would you say, oh, I got a nice gift from my sister.
It's meat. Don't ask any questions.
See that just sale sign down the street?
What kind of Hannibal Lecter nonsense is this?
Put it in the freezer and don't ask questions.
So what's the weirdest meat you've had?
Yeah, have you ever indulged on something unusual?
Well, first of all, I'm from Louisiana.
You eat anything.
Okay.
That walks or crawls.
Alligator, it's no big deal. It tastes like chicken.
It's delightful. It
is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The strangest thing I've eaten, though, is Nutria. That's
Judy.
They for a while, Nutria was taking over all of South Louisiana. They're eating trees. They're all over the country
you
now.
You ate Nutria, but you wouldn't eat bear.
The government is trying to make you eat Nutria. They're pushing that again. They're like, hey, help everyone out. Nutria.
They're overrunning everything. So they have Nutria. They have Nutria contests to see how many Nutria you can kill. And they have Nutria gumbo contest.
You had it? Yeah. Was it Nutria gumbo?
I've eaten it. I just kind of didn't think about what it was.
I wouldn't turn it down to gumbo, Judy. I especially if I'm in the neighborhood.
Says the guy with a freezer full of bear.
It's a big rat, you know.
That's exactly what it is. But it's also great. It's also gumbo, and I love me some gumbo.
I make a really good gumbo, but I don't put that in mine. But I have eaten it before, and it's really not bad. You know, when you cook it down with everything else, it's
and forget about it.
Don't ask questions.
Wear a blindfold,
Judy. Thank you so much, Rena. Okay, first off, what's the weirdest meat you've eaten?
Well, it's funny because when you were asking that question earlier in my head, I was like, bear. And then you said bear.
Okay. So Rena has the answers we all need.
What does it taste like?
It's tough. It's gamey.
Okay. All right. So, but
the way you were saying they made it like with jerky and stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it that way. I've just had it like as a roast type thing.
Okay. So the roast. That might not be
that
the best
be
idea.
Much. Yeah.
But the ground bear.
Yeah, that sounded interesting to me. I mean, I have a freezer full of ground venison and stuff right now. We used to do a wild game cook-off every year that my dad and my brother would just kill whatever, and we cook everything up.
Holy cow.
So bears off the table.
Yeah.
But after the bear, what was the weirdest thing y'all had?
Oh, I don't know. We've had armadillo. We've had snake, alligator,
armadillo.
Elk.
The dillo's a little weird. The dillo's a little weird, but
well, it was just one of those things you just fry up just to try it. I mean, it
right,
wasn't like
right.
It wasn't like, oh, we want to make a meal out of this. It's just, hey, this is fun. We
why
killed
not?
It. Let's
yeah,
it's
why,
a high
yeah.
cuisine.
Why not?
We just have to know.
You said elk. That's real big. Like if you go up to Yellowstone and places,
yeah,
like
elks,
elk burgers, elks do.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
We'll absolutely get down on some elk, no doubt, Rena. Thank you so much. This has been very enlightening.
I think he's less scared now.
I think I've got
or
a plan.
Or more scared. I don't know.
I want to hear all about it when you try.
Oh, there will be reviews. Trust me. Trust me on that. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Also, it's important who's cooking the bear. Because if it's you, you'll never eat it again.
No.
Can your mother-in-law cook it?
No bear leftovers. Bear leftovers. It's just not. That's
barely.
100.3 The Bull.
Save a horse, ride a cruise ship.
Yeah, baby.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Why? You know this is over.
No. Yes, I mean, yes, you're
correct.
There
are no more keywords.
There are no more keywords. There's nothing else for you guys to do. But
do you just miss it?
Well, no. It's not over until the last cruise is given away.
Oh, do we have a winner?
I do have a winner. We need to call Marcello, which I'm doing right now.
I was really worried about this.
Hello.
Hey, is this Marcella?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Marcella. I'm Frito. She's Katie.
Hi, Frito.
Hi, how are you? You didn't get a hello.
I'm good. You?
Say hello to Katie. We've got to balance it.
Hi.
Oh, she can't hear
Katie.
You. That's the problem. I'm
an idiot. Okay.
All right.
I was very confused.
Marcella, sorry.
Almost as confused as you must be with us calling you.
Yes, exactly. Are you confused
yeah, really?
With us calling you? Not really.
Well, I'm hoping maybe I might have won a cruise.
Did you have one picked out?
Yeah, is there one that caught your eye or?
No, but I'd take any of them.
Are you a big cruiser? Like, is this your chosen method of kicking back, taking a few days? Yeah.
Well, we do love cruises because my husband's in a wheelchair and cruising is so easy for him.
Yep.
And then getting off at the ports are great. So, yeah, we like to cruise.
Okay. All right. Well, you know everything there is to know about the cruise life, so
hopefully you win the next one. Bye.
No, grab your hat, grab your sunscreen, grab your flippy floppies. You're going on a cruise.
Yay! Are you serious?
Absolutely serious.
Oh my gosh.
We got you in there at the very end.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
Well, start checking out cruises.com. I mean, whatever leaves out of Galveston, I mean, you got some choices to make.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I won.
Go buy a scratch-off, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Just double down.
No, don't stop at scratch-offs. You want the big, you know, go Powerball.
Do everything.
Hang on the line.
Yeah, really.
We'll get you everything you need to know, okay?
Oh, okay. That's great.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Stop talking to Kanye West.
I know.
Stop talking to him.
Don't give him a platform at all. Don't cover him.
You don't have to.
Well, this extends to you. What are you about to do?
Well, I just wanted to play this as an example. Here's Morgan. I guess you're right. I should take my own advice. But I didn't actually call and book Kanye on the show. If I did.
I'm guessing it.
Like,
about as well as can be expected.
Let's roll the tape.
Both Sneeko and Ye join me now. Well, welcome. Ye, we haven't spoken for a while. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't use the term West, you know, the whole drop the slave name idea.
Okay, so we just call you Ye, yeah?
Yes, sir.
How would you say your life is at the moment?
I mean, you see that view.
Yeah. You seem very relaxed and happy.
I guess he's in a nice place in the world, is what he's like. And so, of course, I'm doing well.
That is in direct contrast to your public image at the moment.
I already disagree. It's not in contrast to so many people and artists that are championing the idea of someone being able to just express who they really are.
This is a lie. No one is championing any of this. No one is a fan,
the guy
bro.
He's with.
Oh, sorry. That's Sneeko. He's a streamer. I guess you're right. Sneeko is championing this
and have been able to go through the war of being attacked by the banks. I'm in contrast to your contrast.
I watch what you put out on X. You got 32 million followers, so you're one of the most followed people.
See, wait. Now look, right now you're not going to take inches off my bro. Like, how many followers do I have?
What? I'm told it's 33 million now.
33 million as opposed to 32.
So congratulations.
You know, I'm a gift, bro. Why do all you people in media act like you haven't played my songs at your weddings or graduations or at funerals or when your child was born? You know, you take somebody that's living like a Lennon, a Michael Jackson, and you just like that.
Who's going to tell him?
Nuance right there. It's idiotic. It just shows the hate that you put out for people that put love. There's so much love in the art that I put out.
What are you talking about?
Okay, now you're not taking accountability or responsibility.
You said you haven't played your music. Of course I played your music.
This is what you get for now. We can circle back when you can count.
What?
And that was
Where's
it.
Where's he going, Sneeko?
There he goes.
Yeah, that's it for Ye. But it's nice to meet you, Piers.
We have to admit, this is somewhat entertaining. You know, this is going to be laughed at by many people.
What's not entertaining? What not entertaining?
You, we're laughing at you.
It's at.
We're laughing at you. It.
With and at. With and at. They're two. He used to be a billionaire, Katie. He used to have $1 billion. Y'all have a great day, and we'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.